Hey, good evening, and welcome to Ascension Road. I'm your host, Dr. Rayne Morgan, and I do talk radio about becoming immortal. I teach techniques to ascension. We're on the right road. We're pretty doggone sure that if we use these techniques, we're going to ascend into something. We might not know exactly what, but we're going to ascend into something. Well, I am supposed to have Almeen on this evening, and we were going to be discussing some of these ascension techniques, but I didn't hear from her today, and I didn't get a phone number, so she may be stuck in an airport someplace. Who knows? But I am told from my wonderful engineer, Dawn, there at BBS Radio, that I have a surprise guest. Now, I got to tell you, boys and girls, guys and dolls, I don't have any idea who this person is. I don't know if it's male or female. I don't know what we're going to talk about. So you might want to just sit there and see what happens. Give us a listen. So, good evening.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Pretty good, actually. I just got finished with the last radio show on, and I called back for a phone number, and I ended up being your guest.
Well,
but from the show program name Ascension Road, you might have got the right person to talk to. So,
cool. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Agenda for tonight. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Sorry.
Can you introduce yourself? Tell me who you are.
Oh, no problem. My name's Jared. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a full-time, I don't know what I am. that's actually an interesting question.
And
I
your name is Derek?
Jared, J-R-E-D.
Jared. Okay, so your name is Jared. I apologize. I can't understand you clearly most of everything, but that just glitched out. So, Jared, you're 17 years old, and you live in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do, Jared?
Nothing, really. I'm going to the end of my school really soon, and I have no idea, and I'm extremely tapped into whatever energy is coming into this planet at the time, waiting for something important in my life to help the rest of the planet.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Can I ask why you were on the last radio show?
I found a site on the internet and got felt compelled to read. I followed my intuition, and it was a pretty good show. But I'm kind of interested in this whole paranormal, metaphysical radio station. So I left it on and made a phone call, and I ended up being your guest.
Well, all right. So you said that you were looking for some direction. You're changing and moving.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I should talk about myself right now. What was your plan for the evening subject matter?
Well, the subject matter that we were going to be talking about this evening with Almeen is ascension. We are moving into a time when it's in the stars, I guess you would say. The planets are aligned properly. The Earth is balancing, and her vibratory rate is rising, and many, many people are awakening. They're removing themselves from the matrix. And we're moving into another time and space. We're ascending. Immortality is completely possible. And I think there are a lot of people that are awakening now saying, you know, there are things that just aren't so out there. You know, for instance, why is it that they feed us things like aspartame and poison us. work, you know, and then talk about with our insurance policies and all of our research and the pharmaceutical companies, you know, that they can make us well. They can keep us alive. What an oxymoron. Here's an oxymoron. Marijuana is illegal.
You can easily get it on the street at the reasonable prices if you know the right people.
Well, the government says it's illegal. You can't smoke pot, but you can smoke cigarettes, which is the number one preventable cause of death. You can drink copious amounts of alcohol. Well, they do have some laws saying you can't drive. But, you know, the people who really drink don't follow laws anyway. So, you know, just some interesting dichotomies that are happening out there. And I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact and saying, you know, there's more to it.
Say, if you want to talk about the old system and things that are still or seem to be still in order or as they are now. But I've been speaking to a friend, and I speak to a lot of people about this stuff, and I keep saying one thing to her when she complains about the bills or whatever is that when you line shit up nice and the people that are the overlords, the dark guys, or whoever you want to call them, you know, the ones with all the money up in the power, they line everything up, everybody in control. When we all grow big enough to get out of our little box or whatever, it starts to fall down. And when you line shit up nice, shit falls down nice. So, and just like a house, you could use it as a metaphor. It takes time to build a house, and it also takes time to demolish your house if you do it properly. Although, also, Mother Nature could bring down a storm and bang your house in 2 seconds, which is a perfect metaphor for the time that we're living.
Okay.
Also, more reality.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. Do you go to school?
No, actually, I'm getting my GED a month or so. I'm actually waiting to go through all the system and red tape for that.
Yeah.
It's a load of crap. I dropped out of school 3 years ago because they don't teach you jack shit. I sat home and meditated for 3 years. I haven't been to school.
I agree with you. I think the school system is, sorely, sorely cheating our children,
It's probably ages different when you were there, and it was probably still really bad back then, too.
Yeah, well, just exactly what do you mean by back then?
I'm speaking, I don't know, I have no perception of time. I'm assuming you're a few years older than me.
Because in all actuality, time doesn't exist.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're all the same age. On soul level, right?
I don't know. So we all just exist in the moment, don't we?
Yeah. So.
And there really isn't anything before or after that. It kind of is all just right now.
So I tend to disagree with that, but it's okay. Is the right now is all that you experience. Past and future have a place, but their place is something we don't properly perceive. Well, not. Some don't properly perceive within the dimension or dimension, the matrix, whatever we believe we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how do you, in your lifetime, plan to unplug from the matrix? Do you eat live?
Well, I've already unplugged. I'm way unplugged. I'm waiting for the rest of the world to catch up so I can go back in and do things in the proper society.
Uh-huh.
Do
you eat all raw food? Do you eat live? All organic?
No, I'm no more worse than another 17-year-old you meet out there. I play video games, I smoke pot, I watch TV, you know, I'm no different than anyone else. I'm just way more out there.
Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you, I, you know, don't have much to say about smoking pot or playing video games, but if you don't put live organic food in your body, you are very plugged in to the matrix, because the body
is
organic. It, pardon me?
everyone's connected through consciousness. You can't totally unplug yourself, otherwise you die right now, or things are going so right now we won't have to, and there'll be a split. That's a whole other subject.
But that's kind of a separate issue. If you don't feed your body and you don't have to be, you are connected, you are the microcosm of the macrocosm. It's all one, and you can unplug from the matrix and not die. You can unplug from all of that consciousness out there, and I would hope that or trust that you would endeavor to do that on a minute-by-minute basis, because you're all unto your own. You don't need the consciousness out there to do anything. What an interesting conversation from my perspective, you know, at 57 years old, and I've been involved in, we'll use the word metaphysics, for 33 years, and to be able to have a conversation like this with a 17-year-old is pretty interesting to, you know, see where your head is and what's you know going on in some of the awakening young people. It's really cool. I think it's cool that you're on my show with me.
Yeah. Well, nothing's a coincidence, right?
Oh, of course not. Absolutely not. Nothing happens by mistake. So, you know, I want to say to you that, you know, smoke all the pot that you want to, okay.
I think it's funny to say, I understand what you're saying, and I've heard it from a few people, but I'll make an example. As I do in New York City, in the middle of the city, and the grime and the gruff and all the miserable people and the foreigners that have no idea what they're doing here, or the people who come here to better themselves and find that it's too much for them, and all the city noise that you probably people don't have out in the country with your organic vegetable grow and all that other stuff.
I live outside of Phoenix.
I dream to be out there in the view, you know,
the city,
or traveling
all the city. You know, and I'm from California, and I've been to New York a few times. I understand the noise and the chaos and the craziness, but I'm not too far removed from it being on the west side of Phoenix.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Is I always, well, personally, I don't know, other stuff I'm going to talk about. But we definitely need to go back to the whole, what the natives are doing, man. That's really what we need. We need to go back to the earth and throw away all the plastic and styrofoam, stop polluting the earth. And we need to start using the Tesla technologies and stop putting down all the guys out there who are trying to do that shit and get put down because their word won't go out there, because the guys holding all the money won't sponsor their shit, because they want to keep their power with their oil, money, giving, whatever.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
But there's all, like I said, you line shit up nice, shit falls down nice. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, and I think we can see it collapsing all around. There are huge soul groups leaving the earth. Katrina, the tsunami, 9/11.
Katrina was provoked. A lot of people didn't want to go through that. Katrina was a storm that was fed to get rid of all the black people in New Orleans.
Well, of course,
it was
that's
a conspiracy.
You know, because
they messed around with the HARP technologies and the, I don't know, there's another one they use. I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio. I know it happens.
Internet radio, Jared. You can say anything you choose.
Sure. No, it's not on the waves. But they do all that shit with the HARP, and, you know, man, go online, search up Orgone and Cloudbuster people, and join that stuff if you want to fight back and not see more storms and all of this stuff. There's so much out there, people doing what they got to do. And it's just hard
absolutely. Sometimes,
because you hit walls.
But, you know, I want to go back to what I started to say to you earlier about eating live. It's a purely physical body function. It doesn't have anything to do with being connected to consciousness. It's your consciousness. And if you don't eat live food, your body will succumb to the toxins, the poisons, the crap, the junk that they put in the air, that they put in your food, that they put in the stuff in the fast food places, your body will succumb to it, and you will not unplug from the matrix, because you will either choose to let go of your body, go ahead and die, or you will have to go in and have their treatment, their cutting and burning. I get a busy signal. Hey, let's go to break for a minute. Not sure exactly what happened there.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
You're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet. That's BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, LegionOfLove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Great Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying. And I don't know what happened to our young 17-year-old that was on the air, but, you know, if you can't stand the fire, don't stand in the kitchen. That's what my mother always said. Hey, I'm Dr. Rain Morgan, and I am your host. And we have reached out into cyberspace, and we have grabbed ourselves, thanks to Dawn, we've grabbed ourselves a last-minute wonderful guest, and I want to thank him very much. We kind of put him on the spot, didn't even give him a chance to say, no, I'm in the middle of taking a bath or I'm eating supper or hey, whatever. We just said, nah, you got to come online. Derek White Sky Cloud, good evening.
Good evening. This is hilarious.
I know.
I was in the middle
Nobody
of watching
said.
A movie.
Nobody said, Derek, geez, are you in bed with the woman here? I mean, can we, you know, can we interrupt and get you to come on and do a show?
Oh, it'll work out well, I'm sure.
Well, welcome to Ascension Road and Talk Truth Radio, anyway. I think it's very, very nice of you to agree to do this. You could have hung up in our ear. And I was supposed to have a wonderful guest on this evening, and I know something must have, you know, happened, because otherwise she would have been here. Almeen is one of my favorite people. And, Derek, just so you know, I'm a psychic medium. It's what I do for a living. I've been teaching ascension and reprogramming the DNA, and I'm a pranic healer, and I teach prosperity and abundance classes on the west side.
Matter Did you fact, say you do bar mitzvah
class,
class
today? I'm sorry?
Did you say you do bar mitzvah classes?
No, I do. Well, I might. I mean, I could. How much does it pay?
wait till you get to know me.
No. I teach prosperity and abundance. I teach people how to create life the way they want it. And I understand that you're also a psychic, and I believe you do some kind of mediumship work.
Yeah, I talk
to
dead people.
What I'd really like to have you do is just tell me about yourself.
Well, I work as a psychic medium and paranormal investigator here in
cool.
British Columbia, Canada. I also have a radio show here with PBS. I'm on Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock on Pacific Standard. I've been doing radio for a lot of years. Actually, I've, you know, as a DJ before. On CFON 1410 AM here in Vancouver. And also I've done, been DJ before that, just spinning records. And at the same time, just, I wasn't really trying to do as much mediumship years ago, but, I got caught up in it. And
yeah.
Because interest, that was about it.
Well, it takes you, you know. It chooses you.
Yeah, yeah. It does. I mean, it start getting snagged. I got some, I would say I got snagged more into it when I was 18 years old, or about 16 years old, but I didn't really recognize enough of it to be saying that I would be called a psychic medium until it was about, I'd say in my late 20s. That's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of your first experiences. What was it like when you, you know, first started to realize that you were doing this? I don't call it a gift because we all have it. Just some of us practice it, you know, and expand it. But when you first started having your experiences, what was it like for you?
I would say the main experience when I was about 8 years old, I saw my first dead person, I guess you'd call it back then as a kid. They call it a ghost or spirit, and I saw the upper half of their body from their head, top of their head down to the mid-waist. That was in Manitoba, when I was about 8 years old. I'm 51 now. And then, when I was about 16, I saw angelic light approach me, where they were telling me it was my time to leave. I didn't have to stay in this world, and I got really upset. In fact, I went into tears. Being 16, I went into tears. I was angry. I didn't want to leave this world because I just knew then they're telling me it was my time to die, to leave. And I didn't like the word death anyways, but they're asking me if it was okay to go. I didn't have to stay any longer. My time here was done. And I was upset, and then I was, about a couple years after, I was in a car accident, major car accident. I flipped my vehicle, and I was thrown from it. But during the time of the vehicle accident, I was in the light. And I remember waking up outside the vehicle on the ground, and the vehicle was on its wheels. And next thing I realized that I'm still living. That's my first awakening. The major part of it was I was in my 30s, where the intensity of spirit coming through my chest and my body, that I went through complete tremors, that I lost total use of my limbs, and almost like as if you're going through a seizure. And I lost total memory of what happened to me for about 3 hours. I thought I was like out for about 3 or 4 minutes. And my wife was by my side, and she said I kept babbling and saying things that didn't make any sense. She knew what it meant, but I was just saying words out loud. I was crying, and I kept saying, I'm sorry, and I guess because of all the things I may have done in the past when I was younger, and all the forgivenesses came through, and the next thing I know, things started happening even more, where I became more interested in my skill. And then this elder showed up in my life, approached me by name that I never even told anybody about me then. I was just not too long ago from there, and he said to me that I'll be being trained under him, under his guise, and he actually worked for the police over 30 years, and he helped investigate cases, and I was under his training guise for about 6 months, and then after that he just moved on and said, you're on your own. That's where it started.
Okay. You want to hear something really interesting?
Sure.
I was in January 20th, 1980, I found myself trapped in a burning car.
Wow.
And as I was listening to you talk, I thought, you know, can't the other side come up with something new?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was such a profound and dramatic experience. In 1980, I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the time of your first, you know, sometime between 28 and 30, usually closer to the age of 30, you have your first Saturn return.
But you know why they do that? Always 30?
Why what?
You know why just around when they start hitting 30, when they start going to you and ask you for help?
Who?
Spirit.
Spirit came to me and asked me for help?
Yeah, like basically saying they want you to do it. You know why they ask you? Because when you're in spirit, when you pass away, you're 30 years old. And in living, in this life, you're at your 30s is when your awakenings happen.
Well, yes, and that's what I was talking about was sometime, you know, between 28 and usually closer to 30, you have your first Saturn return. And,
oh, big time.
And when Saturn returns to your where it was in your natal position when you were born, are some of the most traumatic experiences of the awakening, you know. And if, for those of us that were on the very hard self-destruct path, the awakening will be directly commensurate with the way you live your life. And for me, of course, it took a dramatic experience to stop me in my tracks. And my experience, my near-death experience, was profound because when the car came to a stop, I remember, like it happened yesterday, I looked at the windshield and it was cracked, broken, smashed, and the rearview mirror was laying on the seat next to me, and I thought to myself, well, this is going to cost some money to fix.
Yeah.
Not realizing that the dash and the steering wheel had me pinned into the seat and that my car was on fire. And when I realized, I sat there for a second, because I'm sure, you know, I hit the car from behind probably doing 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And when I came to a stop and the shock kind of, you know, of those first seconds when I said, well, the windshield's going to cost a fortune, you know, not realizing that I was pinned. But when I realized the car was on fire and I had to get out, that's when I realized that I was pinned inside of it. And a lot of things had to come to pass. The door had to pop open. But before that could happen, the metal needed to split 9 inches because the fenders were back over against the doors of the car. And so the fender had to split and the door had to pop open and I had to become liquid and slide out of an opening maybe 5 inches wide. And it was the experience of many, many lifetimes. And it was definitely my awakening. I had been studying for some years. In my early 20s, I began studying the Rosicrucians. But, you know, you don't really, when you're young like that, you don't really understand to the fullest extent what you're awakening to.
You don't.
You know, but you don't know.
No.
And so when I had, you know, the car accident, and I became liquid, and, you know, and when I realized that I was going to sit and burn to death is when I began, I became extremely angry with God. And, you know, started doing the whole recounting of my life. I was born to parents that broke my bones and I was abandoned and blah, 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 you know. And I said, and now I'm going to burn to death. Get real here. Come on. You know, and that's when everything changed. I completely left my body, and I could see spheres of colored light, Derek. They would appear, one would appear in front of me, and it would be the most beautiful yellow that you could hear in music, and then it would fade, and another one would appear, and it would be a different color in music, and it was colored sound. Colored music that you could see, beautiful, and then I'm telling God how upset I am, how angry I am, and I said, God, don't let me burn to death in this car. And the next thing you know, the door popped open and I became liquid and I got out, and you know who I was after that was somebody completely different. That's when I became extremely psychic. I could look into other worlds, and I could talk to beings that passed thousands of years ago. And, you know, so you and I have had some similar experiences, and it is
profound. Yeah, I thought I was the only one.
What?
Gee, I thought I was the only one talking to beings from the thousand years past.
No, there are those of us that do it. And as you well know, Derek, the veils are so thinning now. That, you know, with 2012, it's very, very close, and Earth has reached critical mass. People are talking about what's going to come and the shift. And no, it's come. It's happened.
It's already
people
happened.
Are awakening
a long time ago.
All around.
2012 is basically, it's called the awareness. It's just the awakening. It's not even the end of things. It's just the basic
awakening.
Of course
not. It's the beginning.
It's just showing everybody that some things are going to happen, and I mean, everybody keeps on telling me that, oh, we're going to have 144,000 angels come and get us, and there'll only be 144,000 people living in this world and nothing else left. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I'm thinking like you're thinking.
That it's supposed to be 144,000 spaceships come and get all these people, take them off the Earth, and the Earth's going to have this little quake and go back on again. No. Because I talked to, there's a extraterrestrial being that is a friend of mine. His name is Zial. He came to, and I'm actually what you call also, I'm also an abductee. And I was taken on the ship when I was six. I've gone through the experiences. I can't prove all these things, but I do have two implants in me. I've got proven implants. My wife's never seen them. She couldn't believe how in the heck they got there, but I do have implants. She knows what I went through. She went through the experience of it. And they told me that they're called the Guardians of the Universe, and they said that the world will come to its awakening, but there's not going to be 145,000 spaceships coming down to get you. In fact, a lot of people are still seeing starships more, but doesn't mean they're going to come and get you, and it'll be like another 1,000 years possibly before they even decide to even make contact with everybody. Because right now there's too many negotiations that are called extraterrestrial negotiations with the government. And because it's all based on peace, and parts of it they're giving some of us away as bait, so to speak. But it's not where we end up saying, well, it's the end of the world. It never will be. They're the ones who are protecting us. We're fighting amongst each other, and they're the ones who are trying to stop us from actually going to war, because they've already been in it for thousands and thousands of years in the past. So why would they be so stupid to destroy something when they know they can use it? Now, yes, we do have one particular planet that has not enough soul to it, so that's why they're trying to interbreed. But then that's every society they were doing here today, too. So what's the difference? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And in the circles that I hang out in, we talk about the time to come that is coming now for us is literally being so cleared and clean of karma and moving into a time where not only are we dealing with the old issues, you know, the baggage is unpacked, it's gone, it's done.
Definitely.
And now it's about eating live. And, you know, stopping that deathing process that people do on a regular basis as they stop into McDonald's or they throw the steak on the plate or the bread and the cookies and the donuts, you know. That's eating death. That's being plugged into the matrix. And you know, there are those of us that leave that behind. And we think of not really what's going on with all of that, you know, the wars and the landings or the not landings, but it's about moving into immortality, and your vibratory rate becomes so high that you're just not aware of all that slow vibrating stuff.
Yeah.
If you remove the death and the decaying energy from the magnetic field, you know, the old angers and guilts and pains and what have you, and you begin to feed the body organically, because the body has to catch up with where the spiritual consciousness is. You can become psychic medium, healer, divinatory, pendulum using, you can transcendental meditate, and you can contemplate your navel. I don't care what you do. If the physical body is not raised up in vibration, you're just going to die like the rest of them. But you'll die, not you in particular, Derek, but the folks out there listening. You will simply die more spiritual, perhaps, than you were when you came in, or to some degree. It's, you know, we have long, as a nation, as a world, forgotten the physical body. It's, you know, as Christianity puts it, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. You know, the body is corrupt and foul. Well, no, it's not. It's only as corrupt and foul as what the consciousness puts in it. And now
if you follow
the
darkness,
time,
you know, for example, when people get upset and they get really depressed, well, what happens is your energy depression goes down. And so, you know, like a lady friend of mine said, she says that when your energy goes down and your depression, when you go into depression, and then all of a sudden people that are in that depressed state, those are the ones that are your hanger-oners. Those are the ones that
they gravitate to you because like attracts like. Absolutely.
Yes.
You gravitate. But what I'm talking about is lifting yourself from a state. Is not only clearing and cleaning consciousness, you know, old trapped dead energy that isn't worth anything, yet, i.e. your baggage, that's what creates the illnesses, that's what creates you to be depressed, you know, moving that stuff out of your body, but also organically giving your body organically what it needs. Give the body, the physical body, because it's the vehicle for the psyche, give it what it needs, and immortality, ascension, follows.
Yeah,
we can get real, real spiritual and take all the classes and get readings and, you know, and channel information. But if the body isn't picked up and it can't follow, oh, well.
Well, you know, you know, we always keep on letting ourselves, I mean, you think, here's something that's really good to think about too. You notice that more people in society today are constantly researching the paranormal, they're researching spiritual, there's more people now involved in it than it was in the 70s and the 60s.
Well, that's what the awakening is all about.
So now we got more people, thousands and thousands of people all over the world wanting to explore traditional ways. Like I myself am Aboriginal, and I practice traditional ways as well. And so here we have non-native people wanting to find out what it's like to learn traditional ways, because they want to take back, or not take it back, they want to learn our traditions, not take it back, learn about our traditions, because they feel so solely connected to it. So then they'll say, well, I think I had a past life with this particular past of being who I was then, and now I want to explore it. Is it possible? Well, then, you know, there's people out there wanting to share that with you. But again, not just that moment, everything. All of a sudden we have people interested in everything that you call the paranormal, psychic, mediumship, spiritual, healers, you name it, it's all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Why now? How come? And you know, like I've had people say to me, you know, there's so many psychic mediums out there, I don't know who to go to anymore. And they'll say, well, if you're going to have so many psychic mediums out in this world, there's not going to be enough people to go around to come and get you or come and see you for, as a client. I said, yes, there will be, because don't forget, the world right now is going through a transition. The transition is actually war. So as often as you keep that war going, and other parts of the world, they're going to be needing us, and those people will be approaching us, and they're asking for our help, and they'll ask for assistance, whether they listen to you on radio, whether they see you on television, or whether they hear you from somebody else by word of mouth. You are in contact with that person, because that person wants to make contact with you and say, I need a message, I need some help. You're going to get there. And you're going to give them that message, and it's going to go from word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth, and it's never done, because people always say, you know, I'm so busy, when's it over? It's never going to be over unless you say it's over. But when you say you're done, if you don't want to do it no more, somebody else is going to take over your job, and they're going to continue on doing it. So it makes no difference where you go. Everybody wants to learn, become, you know, whether it's a psychic artist or a clairvoyant or whatever they want to call themselves, hypnotherapists, everybody is involved and called the mind-spirit network. And they want to learn everything and anything. And so here we are feeding so much information ahead. Okay, yes, we want to learn about five or six different programs, but are we going to be able to use them all? Not all at once. But throughout the years, what you've learned now, you will begin to use it in the future. But bits and pieces of it may not be using all of it, but you are learning it because you are so open to spirit. And you have to go through the awakening. And the only way to go through awakening most of the time is actually through things of incidences or accidents, because they wake you up. I had another car accident just about back in September. I had a head-on collision with a deer. And the deer ran into my car. It came right out of the blue, total darkness. Ran into my car. My car's a write-off. The whole hood it pushed it right in the whole front grill. The hood came up, split in half, smashed the windshield. Not like you said, you knocked your mirror off. Knocked my mirror off. Smashed the windshield. Here I am covered in broken glass. Horn going loud. The airbag comes out, smashes me in the stomach, cuts my stomach open. And I'm standing there choking in the smoke. Now, I get out, I'm hurting. But I'm thinking to myself, why did I go in this accident? Why again? So I ended up going to the hospital because when the ambulance showed up, they thought I had a heart attack. I spent the night there, but when I had friends from the reserve pick me up and took me down to the healing center, and I'm sitting at the table and I'm sore, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm upset that my car got in an accident. I'm upset that all of a sudden, here I have something that I already bought and paid for, and now I got to start over again getting into the vehicle. But I said to Spirit, why did this deer come in my path? Because you have to listen again. We have more awakenings for you. but I lost all the money in this vehicle. That makes no difference to them. It's materialism. You will be provided. You will not lose. Do not worry, but you need to awaken even more. But I'm getting these visions even more. Do we have to go through more tragedy to open ourselves up more? If you're not willing to listen, you're going to get an awakening.
Well, and I, like I was talking about with, you know, in the circles that I hang out in, and you know what, excuse me, what the things that we talk about is that, you know, where we are ascending past the point
yep.
where we have to draw those kinds of things to ourselves. We just, you know, when we get to a certain place, we just don't have those dramatic things happening because, you know, we look at every single facet of life from a place of gratitude, love, or praise. And when
yep.
you live in that place where everything that you look at, and even if it's things that, you know, would seem to be difficult, you find the beauty behind even the difficulties. And the polar axis shifts. You no longer have to have evil to have good. Evil just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's the next step in evolution. So, but as I was talking about, you know, it's been my awakening, Derek, in the this year that I actually awoke to this 7 years ago, but I couldn't quite get there and own it, you know, and make it a way of life where I just ate about 90% live, raw. If it grows out of the ground, I eat it. You know, I don't eat anything processed, no flour, no sugar, and I don't eat meat. And, you know, I eat live. I eat life. And when you make that change, your consciousness alters. When you stop eating death, your consciousness alters. Things, your perception completely changes. Your body cleans out parasites and other things in it that have its own consciousness, and that's a consciousness that's separate from yours. So I'm really looking forward to these next few years to come. It's almost like, well, okay, let's see what comes next.
Yeah.
I've become 100 times more psychic, more medium, more, you know, whatever, than I was even a year ago. And I'm a little older than you. I'm 57. I'll be 58 in January, and I've...
Oh, you're still a
you
puppy.
Know, pardon me?
You're still a puppy.
Oh, I'm still a puppy, you bet. But, you know, I've walked this path for a while now, and it never ceases to amaze me what comes next. I heard a woman, I think this is very interesting, I heard a woman say last night at an event that I was at, she said, well, you know, you never can clear out fear or anger, you're born with these things. What we do is we learn to manage them, and I thought, oh my God, I hope nobody hears her and believes that, because that's karmic for her. You know, to tell someone that it's impossible to clean out any belief system, which fear is a belief system. It's, you know, whatever it has its roots in. But you can absolutely clear that stuff out. You know, I don't want to be a file clerk. I don't want to manage my files. You know, I want to delete them.
Uh-huh.
And because Derek, as you well know, as long as those files run, as long as those belief systems run in your consciousness, they affect your physical body. Well, what's ascension about? And that's really what my whole show is about. I do a show about attaining the state of immortality and ascension. Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, said, not in this time, but in the time to come shall even death be overcome. And so that's what my show is about. You know, we don't need to go to the angels to get help. We have all the power within the high self. You don't need any help from anybody. It's nice to have assistance, and it's nice to think that we, you know, have the pathways cleared and our guides are speaking to us, and you know, we can get messages from the other side and all of that stuff. You know, yes, it's fun. But you are the power. You are the microcosm of the macrocosm. You are Godling.
Uh-huh.
And thought and feeling create the nature of reality, and then pretty soon even thought recedes into the background, and you live completely from the heart place, which is love. Love doesn't have to think about anything. It feels everything. And if it feels like love, then it is. And that's what you draw to you. No longer do you think about drawing the people that are depressed. You wouldn't, because you feel from love, and you draw like-minded people to you. You surround yourself. And, you know, I've come to the place where I really understand that the best way to help people, because we can't do it for them, Derek. We can't give them messages that help heal them. No, they have to do it themselves. The best service that we can give to these people is to live it and to show them what is achievable, is to set the example, and there's nothing beyond that.
You know, I have a lady friend of mine that I have come on my show too once in a while, and she talks about alternative medicines and alternative herbs and foods that we eat. And we go by blood type. My blood type, I have to have wild meat in my system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest thing to fast food. But I don't like eating beef because it makes me very sick, and it makes me feel very lethargic. I can't eat pork because I could throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And something, it's not an allergy, it's just part of my system. So I myself, I mean, I can't be a vegetarian, not specifically, but I do eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have chicken and turkey, salmon, fish is my main part of me.
Right, yeah.
It's if I do eat meat, I eat deer, buffalo, moose, but it's because it's part of my Aboriginal background, but it's my blood type, because we were meant to eat meat. That's the way we were. We were not always berry and
mm-hmm.
nut pickers. But again, it depends on the blood type too. And some people are provided the idea yourself. If you know your vibration is vegetarian, then that's exactly where you're going.
Well, and Derek, I have to tell you that on one side, I agree with you. I mean, I understand.
I tried to be vegetarian. I got real sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a reason for that. And
to
be really, really honest with you, it didn't come from the fact that you weren't eating meat. It came from the fact that when you stopped eating meat and you became vegetarian, you began a heavy detox. And some people have a very difficult time with that detox. You see, I understand the blood type.
Well, I was two years.
I studied that. Dr. Diamo studied, you know, eating for your blood type, owned the cookbook. There's just one thing. Blood type or not,
yeah,
you have a digestive system.
Exactly.
That is made specifically in one way. You have a stomach. You have 72 feet of small intestine, and then a colon. You have a body that, regardless of your blood type, creates enzymes and acids and whatever. You are designed by nature to eat the exact same way, regardless of your blood type, as the gorilla eats. You have 72 feet of intestine. And regardless of your blood type, that intestine is not designed to digest meat. Now, I eat some fish, too. And I've been on a kick here. I've been having cravings, and I've been doing a real heavy... I eat Sunrider, just so you know. I eat
I know a songwriter.
Pure pharmaceutical food grade herb. But I, you know, I eat organic fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing too, but I've been having cravings lately. I'm doing some really deep spiritual work right now. And so I've been wanting turkey.
Well, turkey is supposed to be good for you because it builds up your immune system more. I mean, turkey is actually, some people say, well, you know, how come turkey? Well, number one, turkey is considered as a giving eagle in our tradition. And it actually, it has a particular drug in it that actually helps relax you. But it also gives you, builds up your, like, it gives you a little bit more of a boost in your immune system, and it actually buzzes your body some. Depends on each person. Some people feel very, some people go through lethargism, feel like very, very tired. Some people won't. It doesn't affect them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody goes through something totally different. I tried to be a vegetarian for at least about a year and a half, and with no meat. My body just burned. I mean, it wasn't getting enough protein. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going back. I mean, I went through that, like lentils, the whole nine yards. I mean, I was eating, doing raw. I got, you know, I got a live fruit, vegetable. Oh my, I'm not thinking right now. That you put all inside to make a drink out of it, and I did that. I mean, I still do it because you know you're drinking. Like you said, in the morning, even you have live food. It does give you a huge buzz, and it makes you feel good. I'm
it
never
affects
tired.
Your consciousness.
I actually feel very, very. In fact, this morning. I was actually heading to sleep about 1:45 in the morning. I woke up at 6:30, like as if I had a full night's sleep, and yet I wasn't ready to get up yet because the alarm was supposed to go off at 9. But for some reason, my sleep was done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I had, there's no medical problem with me, it's just that at that time, I've never had experienced something like that before. But Spirit woke me up and said, you got to do something. So I had to do some work with them. And I realized after that they also, too, will take care of you. And making sure that you don't get sick. Because in the past, we've had other people that practiced the psychic mediumship field back in the 70s. One lady in particular, I think maybe you might remember her, she channeled, what was her name? She channeled this fellow, I can't remember now, it was a long time. And she was a very, very skinny woman. In fact, she almost, actually basically, she died starving to death. But she felt that being solely connected as a channeler to spirit, she wasn't thinking about food any longer, that she felt that she was more important to make contact with spirit to get the messages out, that she basically starved herself to death at the point of her own death. And everybody said, well, that poor woman, she died, and she gave her life away because she wasn't taking care of herself. And some people blamed God for that because this woman died. No, the woman was misunderstanding. Yes, you can give yourself to God or to any higher
but
spirit.
But the body has to be nourished somehow.
That's right. The body has to have nourishment. If it doesn't have nourishment, how can you do your work? But she felt that she can do it without having to worry about it. God will provide or spirit will provide. And she couldn't get nourished, and she was starving herself to death, and she passed.
Well, there are breatharians and fruitarians and... And you know there are those people, and I know that it is said that you can evolve past the point where you need food, but obviously she hadn't made it there yet.
No, she didn't. In fact,
she hadn't made it, and she passed.
I mean, here you look at the biblical time period; they ate a lot of fruits and nuts. They didn't have meat, and in fact, especially pork was never part of their diet. And hardly a chicken, but they, for example, when there was a man that they actually locked up in jail, and all he had was a handful of fruits and nuts that were dehydrated, and he survived for that whole month. He lost some weight, but he never starved to death, but he still, his energy was still maintained. They were actually in shock that he lived.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it does give you an energy, but if you're exercising, if you're walking more than you're supposed to, then you will burn up more. You know, you will burn up more into the foods. But he was actually sitting in one spot. He wasn't going too far. So that provided a specific, just enough nourishment to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, Derek, I want to thank you for coming on and doing my show with me.
You're welcome.
It was interesting, and you're a good guest. You're great to interview, and I wish you many, many blessings and peace and joy.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on tonight. We'll talk again.
Thanks.
Bye now. All right, guys, and that's the end of the show. You know what? I'll bet you we will be back next week, and I'll bet you all mean will be on with me. Don't know what happened, but we'll get it next week. And I want to wish you all many, many blessings. Go to my website, www.drrainmorgan.com. Take a closer look at me. Get a hold of me. Many blessings. Be back next week.